And we'll read from Rumi today, from Hidden Music. My heart, never think you are better than others. Listen to their sorrows with compassion. If you want peace, don't harbor bad thoughts. Do not gossip, and don't teach what you don't know. And then there's another one. Die inside the love and rise in spirit. Die and cut the ego's rope that holds you a prisoner. Take an axe to the wall and dig a way out of the prison. Die before the beautiful king. You will become mighty. Die and rise out of this cloud, and you will shine like the glorious moon. Be silent, for the silence is the sure sign of death. From your silence, life will trumpet louder than sound. It's fun having a selection of books to read. Always something different, different approach. But always the same words. Die and wake up. Well, you want to start?
Yeah, I've got a little bit.
Okay.
Then we'll go on. Yes, I'm still adjusting to these glasses, so. You know, when I started the meditation today, of really beginning to look at the inner window, the inner door, is reminding me of that quote from Rumi is too, and I can never get it right, but not that I've tried to, about the door being round and being open, few that are that enter in. And so today in studying the meditation, instead of going right to the seat of the soul, I thought I'd give a little bit of a different reference point when I asked you to focus slightly above the head. And the reason being, quite often in my own experience, that I'll start my meditation right here at the seat of the soul. And as I do, I start to find myself going back into more the center of the head, where we talk about where the pineal and pituitary gland, it's really that doorway is a physical reference in the body now. It's not a physical door, but a physical reference to where that spiritual door is. And that as it opens, we actually begin to, in a sense, look through and experience at somewhat of an angle. And I actually experience just outside of the physical, somewhere around here above my head, an actual door as well as this one here physically. And so that I know as I look inside and also look here, I allow myself to begin to awaken to really this dynamic of the soul consciousness as it is referenced to the physical and even slightly above the physical. So I wanted to give a little different reference today in doing that, that you might begin to expand your level of awareness and consciousness and begin to discover more of what that is for you. I'm more of a feeler. I'll actually feel that. So when I feel that energy flow in there, I also begin to see the purple light. And so I know when I see that or feel that, that door is open. Because we don't begin to feel or see anything until that spiritual door is open. So know that if you're feeling even a physical sensation, or even up in here in your energy field above the physical, or if you see that purple light or begin to hear the inner sound, that door is open inside of you. And that as you begin to give it more focus and more attention and really begin to gaze into that opening is where you allow yourself to open to that greater experience of spirit. That if you begin to see the purple light, just in holding your attention on that radiant form, that is the radiant form of the Holy Spirit. That is God's loving. That is the inner master, the inner teacher. All these names you may have heard, that's what that is. In Satmat, they often talk about focusing on the form of the teacher. We think of the physical form, and sometimes we'll see it that way. But for a lot of you that have had these reference points, know that if you see the purple light, that is the inner form of the teacher, of me, of Jim, of any spiritual teacher that has merged with that living word. That is the true radiant form, the true teacher, God's loving. So if you're seeing that purple light or that blue light or the gold or white, if you feel that loving, know what that is. Know that that is also the door open. And it's very interesting, as you allow yourself to continue to focus more and more at the seat of the soul and above there, and awaken to that greater flow of spirit, it'll both fill you. You can even feel it filling and flooding your physical body and the energy field around you. But also, you can begin to experience it lifting you, actually begin to move out of the body and actually into that. And it's really interesting that as you hold your attention on that purple light, you'll begin to see in that it is actually a doorway in a tunnel right through the center of that purple light. That truly is the doorway into spirit, the passageway, the tunnel way, that which we go beyond the physical life, beyond the physical consciousness, and truly into the other realms of spirit. So one of the things I like doing is trying to present or point out to make as tangible as possible through my words that you begin to really see that and know that within yourself. Because I know most of us in some way, shape, or form are aware of this. And often we don't give it the credit. We don't acknowledge it because it seems so subtle that we can miss it just like that. Oh, there it is, and then all of a sudden there it's not. And it can be so subtle or simple that we don't think much of it. So it's important to hear and to know what that is, because then you start giving it more value. And when you begin to realize that even in this level it may seem subtle, but as you hold your attention on that longer and longer and giving it more and more attention, it begins to expand. You begin to move into the greater experience of the divine through that very simple action. It's so simple, and that's part of the reason why we miss it. And that's why often we don't give it much credit or acknowledge it while we're experiencing it. And as you give it more credit, as you acknowledge it more fully and give it more value within yourself, you will begin to awaken more and more into that experience. So if you're seeing that purple light or feeling that movement or hearing an inner sound, give your attention to that. Focus on that. Relax into it. All at the same time that you're chanting the names of God, sharing your loving with God. Relax into it. You can't force it. You can't move into it out of your will. But in being present, holding your attention, and just being in the loving and relaxing, it itself automatically opens and unfolds you. It really is, in a sense, a stepping back, a relaxing back, an opening and allowing yourself to really move into and experience that which doesn't seem like much at this physical level, but as you give yourself time and focus on that inside, that it can open and you can move into those greater experiences of God through all the different levels of being, of consciousness. It's just giving yourself the chance. So now as you hear us share the words we do here, what you may read in other books, begin to understand the simplicity and what that really is. And as you allow it to unfold, all the different actions, and as this unfolds within you, as you hear what is shared, you can begin to see what that is and then begin to know how to work with it in yourself so that you can awaken to yet greater and greater fullness of that loving. Both through the journey from the body of the physical consciousness out that spiritual door into the realms of spirit, as well as from the realms of spirit into the body and filling you to overflowing with that loving. Because it is both the inner and the outer. I've heard this quote that I really like. It's called, "The way out is in, So you've got to go inside to get out of body, so to speak. It's very interesting because it does work that way. Often we're not even able to travel out of body into the other realms of experience beyond the physical until we go within. And as we go within, it is also opening that spiritual door to allow the loving to go into us. Because it is within the inner kingdom is where we are so caught up and attached through our fears, our judgments, our expectations, our wishes, our wants, our needs. It's within where all those attachments are. And so as we focus here at the seat of the soul and open that door, a big part of this journey is allowing that loving to come into the inner kingdom so that we begin to free ourselves of those inner attachments, of all the fears and judgments, because those are the things that keep us, that hold us back from truly who we are, a soul, traveling the greater journey out that door into the other realms. So realize this dynamic that goes back and forth. If you really are focused on a meditation and looking to have those greater experiences beyond the physical, but yet it just doesn't seem to open for you, then begin to also give that attention of opening the door and filling yourself with the loving, doing the inner kingdom work, loving, accepting, forgiving all that is within you. Because that is your part to do to allow that greater loving that is God to fully fill you. You've got to open the doors within yourself, within all the levels within your own inner kingdom, to allow that greater light of loving into you, to free you. And then as you have that greater freedom inside, then there's now the greater freedom to travel outside. It's a simple process. It's really a simple flow. It's just simply that in that action, it brings forward all those areas within us in which we've been caught up, in which that which is of the world has stirred us into the mental, emotional, imaginary, physical processes where we've allowed ourselves to get caught up in them. That's where the confusion lies. That's where we feel the chaos, or the doubt, the fear, the wonder. But if you know that that's part of the process, and that releasing yourself of all the confusion, the doubt, the fear, the chaos, is simply opening the doors within your consciousness and allowing that light of loving to simply fill all those areas, that loving will bring to quiet, will bring to center, will bring to peace and balance all those things inside that seem out of balance. You don't have to go and fix all that which is confusing and chaotic. All you have to do is come centered inside and open the inner doors, inviting God in, allowing God in. And as you do, that which is God within brings all that to center, to peace. It releases the attachments. You let go of the chaos, the confusion, the doubt. In a sense, you're releasing yourself from that which you've been caught up in. But understand how you do that. It's just always coming back to center, opening the doors and allowing the loving in. Remember that when you find yourself getting caught up in trying to figure things out, to solve everything, to get it right, to get it perfect. Because it's often in doing that, that in a sense we dig in our heels, we in a sense tighten our grip, trying to control all these things, because that which is of the world, the ego consciousness, that's what it does. Thinking that's the way to come to peace, to come to center. But it's exactly the opposite. We've got to allow ourselves to let go of our grip, to let go of the control, to allow the chaos to do what it does. It's in the letting go. Letting go of the grip. That chaos continues on. But in the letting go, we come to center, to balance and calm. It's when we're caught up, gripping, holding on to, that we experience all the chaos. But when we let go, the chaos keeps going on. But we come quiet because no longer are we holding on to that which is shaking us. Is this sinking in a little bit? I saw a few ahas go on in the room. So if you can begin to realize these things, it makes things a little easier. It's not as challenging when you really approach it this way. When you begin to see what's really going on, don't try to control or stop or change this world and the chaos in it, or the imagination, the mind, the emotions, within yourself or anybody. Don't even try to control your own. Let it go. Let it go. And in the letting go, just come back to the seat of the soul, and you'll come to that place of peace and balance that you're seeking. It's so funny now, over all these years of walking through all these different things in the inner kingdom and the outer kingdom, I find myself going through the same process no matter what level of consciousness I find myself in. That always, always, and every time, when I can just let go of my outer focus and come back to that inner centered place at the soul, I always come to that peace and that loving, that calm. And every time there's the freedom. But even when I've come to that place, I'll often move out of it trying to still control things because I'm still aware of all the chaos. And it took me time to realize, oh, just stay centered in there and let the chaos be. Just let it be. Stop trying to change and control things. If you can do that, you'll really begin to find that greater freedom and peace that you're looking for inside. And then you'll actually begin to have fun walking around the madhouse that this world is, because you're free inside and you know it for what it is. And then there's really acceptance. It's all okay. There's no more good versus evil, light against the dark. It truly all becomes one because you are in the oneness. You're free. You'll realize the world is what it is. It goes through its own life cycles. The path of evolution has its own seasons. Just like we have our own spring, summer, fall, and winter. Well, this whole planet and the consciousness upon it has its own life, its own cycles. Very long ones. Millions and billions of years. But there's nothing we need to do within ourselves to change that. But that's how we keep bringing ourselves back and getting caught up in the world, thinking we need to, thinking we have to. And every time we get caught in that cycle, we become at odds with ourselves. We try to change through control, the good causes. Peace upon the planet. We fight for peace. And all we're doing is getting caught up in the same process over and over. Then we say, okay, I give up. But when we give up because we're not getting our way of everything coming to peace, what do? We go into disappointment and depression, despair, because we can't control it. We become hopeless. But realize, that's also part of the journey. That's often what comes when we give up in the beginning. Because we don't know the greater truth yet, the greater freedom in spirit. So that when we do surrender, we say, okay, I hear you. Let go, let God. Okay, Lord, I surrender. I give up. I give it up to you. And we expect to have this big aha and that awakening, enlightenment, and illumination where we merge and become one with God, and it doesn't happen. We give up, it falls flat, and we go into depression and disappointment. Because not only that which we're trying to bring to peace out here doesn't come to peace and it stays chaotic, but also we're disappointed because we didn't have the big awakening to God. It's like nothing happened other than it seems like we crashed within ourselves. But understand, that's just the beginning of the process. Because in that process of surrendering and letting go, yes, we'll have our disappointments and depressions. But you see, that's just the beginning of the journey that we as soul walk through our own inner kingdom. So we begin to see and to learn all those disappointments and depressions are simply those attachments or reflections within ourselves in which we've had all these hopes and dreams that were not fulfilled. And if we can begin to look at all that which has not been fulfilled inside of ourselves and realize, yes, I am disappointed. I acknowledge I'm depressed about that. But then after that, to begin to really go into acceptance and let that be okay. Let that be okay that there are these things that weren't fulfilled. And then begin to love even the disappointments, the depressions. Begin to even love those because in them there was something that you created for your learning, for your growth, as your journey of soul. You've created these things to learn from your experience. But it is in the loving of all of your experience, even the depressions and the darkness, it is in the loving of those is where you learn the lessons. And then rather than being upset, you actually become grateful for even the depressions and the darkness. Because when you begin to love even that, that light of loving comes in and begins to light up the darkness. And it is in that lightening up that we become enlightened, that we learn from those experiences. It is often not until we allow that, that we're always questioning, wondering, well, what's the learning in this? It's miserable. But that's the mind trying to figure it out. And that's what's keeping that spiritual door closed and not allowing the light of awareness to come in and reveal the lesson in it all. So once again, to even learn the lessons, the karmas, we've got to come back to the seat of the soul, that inner spiritual door, and open that to allow that light to shine before us, revealing before us the revelations of even the karmas. That's a spiritual revelation. Why? Why do we call it that? Because it came from God. That's right. The light of loving that you are, that you have opened the door to allow to come in, has revealed to you. The light of God has now revealed to you even your lessons in the karmas. A spiritual revelation. It's true. Because that's the only way we learn. When we're walking around in the darkness, not allowing that spirit, that light of spirit in to reveal to us, we keep stumbling around, repeating and doing things over and over. We're not going to learn when we're in the dark and can't see what the lesson is. So just know that that mind, that glorious, brilliant, mind and all of its genius is so stupid because it doesn't know that greater truth, that all things truly can be known as the mind begins to let go and allows that inner door to open and allow the light of knowing to truly illuminate all things. You want to know your karma? You want to know your past lives? You want to know your future lives? You want to just know God? You want to know any of it? It's just one way. One way in the spirit. Just one way. And it is through one door. The spiritual door. So the answer to all your prayers, the fulfillment to all that's been unfulfilled, the illuminations, the revelations, the awakening, is through that one door. So focus at that door, at the seat of the soul, where that door opens. And there is a door just like that on every level that you walk through. That seat of the soul where you'll see that glorious light of your own soul through that doorway is the same on every level. You will see that glorious light of your soul on every single level. And in that light is a doorway. Just like I said in the purple light, there's a door and a tunnel through to the next level. It is the same on every level, but it begins right here. At the physical seat of the soul is the first door. But in truth, it is one door. One door. That's all you have to open is one door. And then you've got to step through. You've got to step through the door once you've opened it and truly begin the journey. And know that through the journey, you're going to experience and come across many, many different things. You're going to get to see all of your own creations and even those things that you did not create. What is the greater reflection of the greater creation? But it's in that journey that as we step through that door and begin to walk into the inner and the outer kingdoms is where we're going to have all the revelations, where truly we do come to the fulfillment. We're going to have all these small fulfillments along the way. What is through all that that we come to truly that greater fulfillment, where we as soul once again merge with the Creator, with God, where we really, truly know that oneness of being home. Being home once again in that fullness of spirit, where we as light and sound are one. We're truly where we've appeared separate, where there is two rather than one, where we move once again back into the oneness, where the two become one. And no longer is there the separation or the duality. And it is simply taking a step through that door by which we set our spiritual feet upon that path. The willingness to do it, to walk it, through all the experience, is how we allow ourselves to truly fulfill ourselves in the greatest way possible. So that no longer is there the struggle, the chaos, the wonder, the doubt, the fear. So that no longer do we experience that separation and the pain of that. But we really fulfill our own soul's journey of going home. Merry Christmas. Okay.
Well, it's interesting. There's a statement that says, you know, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. And then it continues by taking the next step and the next step until we finally reach that point of our destination. And that's the way it is in meditation as well. We set a goal, we set a direction of why we're meditating, where it is we want to go, what it is we want to experience in our meditation. And we begin with that first step. The first step in meditation is to sit down and close your eyes and to go inside. And we may continue doing that daily, taking the next step, ever with the goal in mind of what our destination is. And if we're fortunate, we'll just keep taking the next step. We'll sit down each day and meditate. We'll keep focusing inward and upward. We'll focus in to get out. But for some, there are those that get discouraged. They'll sit down, they'll take that first step, they'll begin the journey of 1,000 miles, they'll begin the inner journey to wake up and know God in the fullness. But somewhere along the line, they get discouraged. Something happens that causes them to stop taking the next step. And oftentimes, it's the mind that creates the discouragement. It's the mind that gets in the way, because the mind creates expectations of what it is we're supposed to be experiencing, what it is that is supposed to be happening in our meditation. And it does it for a number of different reasons. One is because the mind would love to know what's beyond itself, would love to understand. What is it that keeps drawing you to do this? What do you think's beyond me? Well, let's go find out. I'm curious. Let's see if there's more for me to learn than I know. And so the mind will play the game with you for a while and sit down to see if it can find out more, to learn more, to become more powerful in this game of investigation beyond itself. But after a while, sometimes very quickly and sometimes after a long period of time, the mind will get bored. The mind will not be fed what it was expecting to be fed. It's not given what it is needing in order to want to sit down and continue doing this action of taking the next step on this journey, this inner journey home to God. And so it will begin to create distractions and disturbances and distract us from the sitting down and taking the next step to go and do something that it will find more fulfilling. As well, on the inner journey, we often will find that it's like a roller coaster. At times, it's a lot of fun. There's the thrill of the ride. And other times, there is whatever it is, the fear of the ride, the boredom of the ride, whatever it might be. And in meditation, we'll find at times we're having inner experience, we're having inner awareness, we're seeing, we're feeling, we're hearing, we're aware. There's a movement, there's a dynamic. And other times, our fears, our judgments, all these things that we've placed deep inside of ourselves and ignored and buried start rising up. And our fear begins to rise, and our control begins to take over, and our wanting to run away from whatever that is that's stirring inside in our meditation causes us to want to get up and not look, not feel, not know whatever that is, not confront it and deal with it and handle it. And other times, we reach these dry plateaus, these dry periods in our meditation, where we're just sitting there and nothing's happening. The mind's not active, the world's not active, the inner kingdom's not active. It's just boring, it's just dry, it's just nothing. And the key for us to ever be aware of is that while we're in the physical form, while we're in this physical world, we are caught up in the movement of the physical, of the cyclical action, moving through all these cycles. We have a physical body and it goes through its cycle. We have an imaginational body and then we go through that cycle. We have an emotional body and we go through that cycle. The mental body goes through its cycle. The unconscious goes through its. So we have all these different gears, if you will, all these different cycles moving.